The people of Japan solemnly gathered again this year on August 6th and 9th to mark the death and destruction wrought by the U.S. dropping of atomic bombs on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 that effectively ended World War II. This first, second, and only use of nuclear weapons in war killed an estimated 140,000 people in Hiroshima and 70,000 in the port city of Nagasaki. While President Barack Obama's historic visit to Hiroshima on May 27th, the first by a sitting U.S. president, was a gesture appreciated by many in Japan, recent comments by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump about nuclear weapons has caused distress and anxiety. The GOP candidate, known for his off-the-cuff remarks and a constant stream of factually inaccurate statements, suggested in March that Japan and South Korea should develop their own nuclear arsenal. He also asked why U.S. military commanders haven't used nuclear weapons since 1945, while refusing to rule out an American nuclear attack in Europe. As Americans prepare to choose their next president in November, the Obama administration and Pentagon plan to spend $1 trillion to modernize America's nuclear arsenal, including aircraft and submarines over the next 3 decades, has emerged as an important issue. Prominent scholars and activists have called on Mr. Obama in recent months to make good on his 2009 pledge in Prague to move the world toward nuclear disarmament during his remaining months in office. Your reporter spoke with Paul Kavika Martin, political and communications director with Peace Action, who was reached in Japan, where he was attending ceremonies commemorating the 1945 atomic bomb attack. Here, Martin discusses the steps that could be taken by the president to reduce the likelihood that nuclear weapons will ever be used again.
There's a little bit of disbelief here, especially on the heels of our current President Obama, who, you know, within the first year of his presidency, was the first president to say he wanted to see a world free of nuclear weapons, and ended up taking some minor steps in that direction, including negotiating of the New START treaty, which cut our nuclear arsenals by 10% with Russia, some nuclear security summits, several of those that he put together to secure nuclear materials, and even changing a little bit of the language that we would never use nuclear weapons on a non-nuclear state. And then lastly, his visit to Hiroshima, which was historic, that happened a couple of months ago. So when they're looking at a next president, one who seems to throw around, let's nuke them or nuke him, you know, just like it's a slap in the face and not taking nuclear weapons seriously, and nuclear weapons in which scientists say if several were used at once could actually end humanity as we know it because of something called nuclear winter, the dust created from several nuclear weapons could block out the sun and actually change or end human life as we know it. To joke around and use it so freely and clearly not to understand that there was another report where Trump kept saying, why can't we just use nuclear weapons? Why can't we just use nuclear weapons? So clearly a misunderstanding of the power of nuclear weapons and why we should never use it again. You can contrast that to Hillary Clinton, who was head of the State Department, Secretary of State, during the time in which we negotiated the New START treaty with Russia. So that's clearly a positive thing. She hasn't come out as strongly as President Obama in her language, in which she says in some century we should get rid of these weapons altogether. But nonetheless, it seems like she has a better understanding on the power and destruction of these weapons that really should never be used again.
Paul, as we mark the 71st anniversary of the dropping of the U.S. nuclear weapons on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, President Obama sits in office, and despite his earlier pledges to work towards nuclear disarmament in the world, it looks like the United States is on track to spend $1 trillion over the next 3 decades modernizing the U.S. nuclear weapons arsenal. There is growing opposition to this idea of spending this enormous amount of money, and of course, the concern about the destabilizing effect of a whole new generation of nuclear weapons in the United States and what that would trigger in other countries.
Yes, so the president has made some minor steps forward, as I mentioned before, with the START treaty, but as he has reduced the number of nuclear weapons the least of any Cold War president. So he certainly has a long, several steps to go, I think, to live up to his speech that he made in Prague about ridding the world of nuclear weapons, and his Nobel Peace Prize, which, for the most part, was given because of his pledge against nuclear weapons and his pledge to remove troops out of Iraq. So one of the things that he did, and our understanding is actually regretful and doesn't think it's actually been interpreted quite the way he thought, is part of the way he got the START Treaty passed through the Senate, which needed to be ratified, was an agreement to keep funding of some of the nuclear weapons systems. But the current funding, as you mentioned, to upgrade all of our warheads and the delivery systems, so that's bombers, missiles, and submarines, is going to cost $1 trillion over the next 30 years. And that's really something we can't afford. I mean, there's people even in the Defense Department and government, this is a bipartisan issue in which they're looking at these costs at a time where we're supposedly moving towards less nuclear weapons, and we're going to spend all this money to refurbish the systems. It just doesn't make sense. And as you mentioned, some of these weapons can be very destabilizing. So one of the ones that's been put forth is something called the long-range standoff missile, which is basically a new nuclear cruise missile. This cruise missile, if it was launched at someone, you would not be able to tell if it's a nuclear cruise missile or a regular cruise missile. So if we end up putting this weapon together, then any country who sees a cruise missile coming from anywhere couldn't assume that it's not a nuclear weapon, and it could cause an accidental nuclear war. It also, as you mentioned, could cause buildup, specifically in China, maybe North Korea, and in other countries. So we're hoping in the next 5 months of the president's term that we will see a couple of steps in that direction, some that are being pushed or something called a no first use policy, which will say we would never use nuclear weapons first. We have several thousand weapons in reserve, and we could say that we are going to dismantle a certain portion of those. We could move from our 1,500 strategic warheads and say we're going to unilaterally move down to 1,000, which the Department of Defense says we could easily do. And there's a number of other steps that we could do to move the ball forward and try to keep our pledge in the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which says that we won't be moving towards disarmament.
That was Paul Kavika-Martin, Political and Communications Director with Peace Action. Learn more about the steps President Obama could take to move toward nuclear disarmament by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.